The pasuk says, "Vehi Esav ish yedei tzayed, ish sod of Yaakov ish tam yoshev ahalim." Torah differentiates between Esav and Yaakov. Not only does the Torah differentiate between Esav and Yaakov, but we know that the pasuk says, "V'yehav Yitzchak is Esav." Yitzchak loved Esav, presumably more than Yaakov. And Rabbi Yeruchim, the Mirim Mishgiach, says, we may not chas v'shalom assume shahaya zebtos that Yitzchak loved Esav so much was a mistake. El shahaya by malus ramos, Esav had tremendous talents and gifts. Shahaya by mal lev, I say, for which he deserved this love. The Medrash says, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Klayomai Ayisi Meshamishas Abba, I served my father, it wasn't 100th what Esav did for his father. And Rabbi Yeruchim explains, it's not to be understood that Esav did more for his parents than Rabbi Shimon Gamliel did for his. It's a much deeper understanding. Esav had a totally different appreciation and understanding of what one has to do on behalf of a parent. That feeling Esav had that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says he didn't have 100th of it. And in fact, that's why the Medrash says that Esav, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael could not prevail over Edom because of Esav's chus of Kibra Ve'im. Moreover, the Gra says that if Esav would have indeed received the brachas, just like 12 shvatim emanated from Yaakov, 12 shvatim would have emanated from Esav. And that's what the Mefarshim explain, that the head of Esav is buried in the Maris Machpelah. Because when we look at Esav's head, it was a mind and of important and incredible greatness. It was his guf, it was his body that didn't match and didn't belong in the Maris Machpelah. So if that's the case, that Esav is so great, and now we understand Yitzchak's appreciation of Esav, so then where do he and Yaakov separate? So the pasuk answers that question. The pasuk says about Esav, he was ish yodei atzayid, and it says about Yaakov, ish Yaakov ish tom yoshev olim. Esav's focus in life was the yodei atzayid. His focus in life was gashmius. And Yaakov Avinu's focus in life was an ish tom yoshev and olim ruchnius. And he goes on to explain, it's not to mean that Yaakov was not involved in this world at all. Of course he was involved in this world. But what was the most important to him? What was most important to him was that he was a Yaakov Ish Tam Yoshev Olim. The Torah, the Avodas Hashem, were his priorities. And on the other hand, when we speak about Esav, as we just discussed, Esav didn't just do Averis all day. But what was important to him? And where did he put his heart and mind? Ish Yodei Tzayid. He was involved in Olam Hazeh. And that differentiation of priorities is what separated Yaakov from Esav. But it really goes a little deeper. The pasuk begins the parsha. Ve'ela toldos Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram hoiled Yitzchak. And Rashi says, Yaakov ve'Esav amurim b'parsha. And there are two obvious questions that we look at when we see these words. First of all, the words Eilu Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Hoiled Yitzchak, isn't that a redundancy? Could have been said much in a much more concise form. And what is Rashi telling us? Yaakov Esav Amurim B'Parasha. The Yaakov Esav that are mentioned in our parasha are the Toldos of Yitzchak, are Yitzchak's children. Of course they are Yitzchak's children. So the Sefer Beis Genozai for Amosha Luri Zatzal explains. We know that there's a Midas HaChesed, and we know that there's a Midas HaGvura. Midas HaChesed speaks about being kind, being benevolent, Midas Gevura is the other way, being stronger, being more with the Midas Hadin. And we look at these two different characteristics and personalities as two different ways of living life, of two different ways of serving Hashem. But actually, he explains, they complement each other. Chesed without Gevura and Gevura without Chesed cannot really be perfect. The Chesed needs the Gevura to temper it, and the Gevura needs the Chesed to temper it. Avraham Avinu is the model of Chesed. Chesed la Avraham. Yitzchak is the Midas HaGevura. Pachad Yitzchak. Says the Pasuk, Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avraham. Yitzchak ben Avraham was born. Why was Yitzchak ben Avraham born? Because Avraham, who represents the Midas HaChesed, could not have existed. The world could not just exist with the Midas HaChesed alone. Hoyler es Yitzchak. The Midas HaChesed needs the Midas HaDin, the Midas HaGevura, to complement it and to make it work. But, he goes on to explain, that just like Avram and Yitzchak complement each other, Chesed and Gevura complement each other, so too Esav and Yaakov represent two different ways of serving Hashem. Yaakov represents the way of serving Hashem, of bringing Kedusha, of living a life of Kedusha, living a life of Torah, living a life of Avodas Hashem. Esav represents a different way. Esav represents to take the Midas, take the Gashmius, take what's in this world and raise it up that even the Gashmius should be Ruchnius. And actually, Yaakov's style is a much safer way to go. Because when you get involved with the Gashmius of this world, you risk that you won't be able to bring that Gashmius to Ruchnius, that on the contrary, you will fall into the Gashmius. And that's exactly what happened. Yaakov and Esav, with these two different styles, Yaakov took the safer bet, and Esav tried to bring Gashmius and make all of the Gashmius into Ruchnius, but he wasn't successful. And he says that that's actually what happened with Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon wanted to take the Eitz Hadas, the fruit, the Gashmius, and eat it and make it into Ruchnius. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, the world is not ready for that. And as the Medrash says, had Adam HaRishon waited till Shabbos, then he could have done it. But the world wasn't yet ready for that Avodas Hashem. And that, he continues to explain, was the dispute between Cain and Hevel. Cain was a royal son. Cain lived his life separated from the world, close to thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Cain wanted to bring Oivir Adama. He worked the earth. There's nothing that represents Gashmius more than the earth. And Cain wanted to take the earth and make it into Ruchnius. But it's complicated to be successful. And that's why Hevel was successful and Cain wasn't. And that's also Pshat, he says, when we look at Noach. As Noach emerges from the Teva, the Pasuk says, V'yachal Noach ish Adama. And as we know, the Torah tells us in Parashas Noach, as Noach leaves the Teva, he was in obviously a very high madriga after being secluded in the Teva for that entire period of the Mabul and doing incredible chesed with everything that existed in the world. And Noach comes out of the Teva, V'yachal Noach ish Adama. He says, perhaps the world is already ready for my style of Avodas Hashem. The world is ready for Ish Adama to take the Adama, to take the Gashmius and make it into Ruchnius. But the world wasn't ready for that. And that's why he didn't succeed in that style either. And we continue, he says, when we look at the dispute that the Shvatim had with Yosef HaTzadik. He says that was the basis of the dispute between the Shvatim and Yosef. Yosef
as Rashi says, was Mesalsel Basaroi. Yosef was an individual who was a person of Gashmius. And Yosef thought that with that Gashmius, he could take the Gashmius that exists in the world, the things that are the opposite of Kedusha, and raise them up to a level of Kedusha. His brothers told him, the world is not ready for that. And that was the basis of their dispute. But ultimately, we have the style of, and that was what Yitzchak and Rivka were also, so to speak, disagreeing about. Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to Esav because he thought that the world is ready for Esav's derech and avodas Hashem. But Rivka knew that Esav can't achieve that derech yet. And we need to go with the derech of Yaakov Avinu. And that's why she had the brachas. She worked together with Yaakov Avinu that the brachas should not remain with Esav, but rather they should go to Yaakov Avinu. And therefore, in this world, we need to connect ourselves to Kedusha. And that's how we come close to Hashem. But we wait for Mashiach. We wait for a better world. A world where the Gashmius will also be Ruchnius. And we will be able to serve Hashem without anybody and any obstacles in our way.